This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. BuzzFeed, the site most widely known for its listicles and quizzes and lightning-fast growth, made a couple of promotion announcements today. The biggie was moving Dow Win up to publisher, a title that means something quite different than it used to, which makes sense because media is quite different than it used to be as well. Dow Win was no small part of what has been happening at BuzzFeed. She ran the team that came up with a data-driven strategy behind BuzzFeed's crazy growth the past year or so. They are now at 150 million visitors a month, which is, believe you me, a boatload. Dow Win, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congratulations, first of all, on the new job. What exactly does it mean that you're going to be the publisher of BuzzFeed?
Well, the literal definition of publishing is to make information available to the public. And in a traditional media operation, that often means that the person is in charge of the printing press or distribution,
right,
deals with newsstands. Whereas for a purely digital operation like BuzzFeed, the publisher is in charge of the entire tech platform and all the tools to interface the content with the rest of the web.
You know, so I did an interview with Jim Bankoff. He's the CEO of Vox Media, as I'm sure you know. And I asked him basically how he looks at numbers, right? Because they have all kinds of analytics, as you guys do. And he said, we prefer to be data-informed rather than data-driven. Do you subscribe to that?
I do subscribe to that. I think that data should not dictate your strategy. You should not be slaves to the numbers, but you should use them in an optimal way. You should understand what data tells you and also understand what its limits are.
Yeah, because it can't tell you why. That's the thing. It can't tell you
why
things are happening. It tells you what's happening all the live long day, but it can't tell you why.
At best, it can tell you what is happening.
You know, and not necessarily that you guys have found the keys to the kingdom, but you are very good at getting your content shared, which is something that all of us in media are trying to do. What has been the most surprising discovery you've made along those lines?
One thing that is somewhat surprising when I discovered it is that women share at a much higher rate than men online. And when I talk about that now, sometimes I talk about it at a conference or with other people, I say women share more than men online as is in life.
Yes.
But men click at the same rate as women. So
all right, wait,
women will share.
We click at the same rate, but women like to tell other people about it.
That's right.
Huh.
So women will start the conversation and men will participate.
What do you suppose that means?
If you think about it in the context of just regular human people, it isn't that surprising. And, you know, those are always the most fun.
Yeah. How much do you think about regular human people versus
all the time?
Do you? No, because you must spend your day deep in spreadsheets and databases and all that stuff.
Yes, yes. But we think about people all the time. I think that is a competitive advantage.
It has to be said, especially because you work in technology and you are in a position of influence now and have been, it has to be said that you're not a white guy, and that makes you a rarity.
I guess that's true. Maybe you've seen recently that that we have published our diversity numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we do think about and we do talk about internally. It's not just an ethical imperative, but it's actually very important to our business to have a diverse newsroom. And I think for technology, it's the same.
As you start thinking about this next step in your professional life at BuzzFeed, where is this company going to go? Because you have a seat at the table now.
I think that BuzzFeed has a great opportunity to become the preeminent media company for the social age.
That's fairly grand.
Yes.
Dow Nguyen is the brand new publisher of BuzzFeed. Dow, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, you know what, Kai? I actually did one thing specially for you.
What did you do?
I sent an internal poll to everyone at BuzzFeed to see whether or not they say GIF or JIF.
No, did you really?
I did.
Oh, man. And?
And 86% of the company says GIF.
Okay, 86% of your company is wrong.
14% say JIF.
Yay.
And then, of the 86%, some untold percentage, probably in the single digits, claim that they used to say JIF, and then when they came to BuzzFeed, they were ashamed of the saying GIF.
Peer pressure, man. It's a terrible thing. Yeah, thanks very much.
You're welcome.